Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sanghvi Movers Limited Q4 FY23-24 post-earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shyam D. Gajale, CFO of Sanghvi Movers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gajale.
Thank you very much, Yusuf, for this introduction. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for attending Q4 and FY24 analyst and conference call of Sanghvi Movers Limited. My name is Shyam Gajale, Chief Financial Officer of the company, and along with me is our Managing Director, Mr. Rishi Sanghvi, who is addressing this conference call. So to begin with, I will quickly run through the financial highlights of the company for the financial year ended 2024. Our top line for FY24 has grown to 647 crores and therefore registered a growth of 33% year-on-year as compared to previous financial year, that is 2023. For FY24, our net profit after tax was 188 crores, thus registered year-on-year growth of 68% over FY23. This is the new historical high of our company. Our overall EBITDA percentage has increased by 4% in FY24 as compared to FY23. Our average capacity utilization for the financial year 2024 was 84% as against 83% in the previous financial year. The average blended yield for FY24 was 2.2% per month as against 1.97% per month in the previous financial year. Our company has completed CapEx of 334 crores in FY24 and have added 34 cranes and 44 other equipments. We have also sold 32 cranes in FY24 and have generated profit of 15.63 crores from sale of these cranes. As of 31st March 2024, the company has a fleet of 346 cranes aggregating to 2,490 crores. This is excluding 47 cranes which we are considered under the asset held for sale, having gross block of 83 crores and WDV of 4.75 crores. As on 14th of April 2024, our order book stands to rupees 426 crores, which will be executed during the current financial year, that is 2024-25. The rest of the information about the financial performance is given in the investor presentation, which is already uploaded on BSE and NSE portal. I would like now to open this floor for the question and answer and hand it back to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Deepan Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, from my side, so we have seen our yields have increased to 2.2 kind of levels, and also wind contribution has also increased to 49% levels. So do we foresee further improvement in yield per se from here on over the next two, three years?
Rishi, how should I take this call?
Yield is, yes, good afternoon, everyone. This is Rishi Sanghvi here. Yield is going to be flat between 2%-2.2% is where the management expects it to be for FY25.
Okay, okay. And what kind of CapEx are we foreseeing for over the next two, three years?
So the CapEx number subject to board approval will be anywhere between 250 to 300 crores for FY25.
Okay. And sir, do we see the wind the installation going up further from these levels? So earlier this used to be 3,000 kind of number. Now has it gone up, and do we expect further ramp in wind installation in India?
This year, I think the installations in FY25 will be on par or better than what happened in FY24.
Okay, okay. And, sir, what is the reason for strong increase in this employee expenses this quarter?
I will take this question. See, because of the robust financial performance of the company, the board of directors have increased the commission payable to the managing directors. As per the agreement with the company, it was 1.5% of the net profit as calculated under Section 198 of the Companies Act. Now, in view of the sound financial performance, the board have increased the commission from 1.5% to 3.5%. And because of that, this is being approved in the board meeting happened today. And because of that, there is an increase in the employee cost to a tune of 5.5 crores.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot. I'll join back the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Chodia from World Foods LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you share the EPC bidding pipeline and what conversion rates do we expect in FY25?
Rishi?
So we have a very healthy outlook for the EPC, both on the project and wind side. And we expect revenues contribution from the construction from the wind and project side to have a significant revenue contribution this year.
Any broad numbers that you can put on in a broad frame?
Sure.
See, we already disclosed the necessary order that we already backed to the stock exchange. And based on that intimation which is already circulated, we estimated to get a revenue of between 200 to 250 crores from the EPC business.
All right. And would it be right to say there were no cranes delivered in Q4 FY24?
Delivered in FY24, very few cranes, I think 3 or 4 cranes being delivered, not major.
All right, and in the capex that we have planned of 250 to 300 crore in FY25, could you broadly divide it between the four quarters for the coming four quarters?
I think most of the capex will be completed by December 2024.
All right. And on the higher, on the employee cost that you changed the percentage for the top management, would it be capped at this percent for FY25, or there is still like an upside for the management to take them? How would you see FY25?
So for
this
time,
is subject to board approval. As of right now, the board will take a call. But Sham, anything to add to that?
See, currently it is fixed at 3.5% of the net profit.
All right. And Rishi, this one is for you. Like, compared to FY24 on the demand, what kind of demand are you seeing in FY25? I know you have shared some thoughts, but like, can you elaborate a little bit more?
So the way I look at things is, at the start of the financial year for FY23-24, we had some 300 crore order book.
Yes. Yeah, here is it.
And our closing numbers were 640 odd crores.
Yeah.
This year we are already looking at an order book of 425 crores, right, Sham?
Correct, correct.
So it is safe to extrapolate those three numbers to understand where we would end the year at.
All right, all right. And the operating margins would remain similar to FY24, is that right?
No, because a significant contribution of the growth in the revenue would come from EPC. So we expect the blended EBITDA to come down.
Yeah, no, for the renting business, we would expect same margins, but the EPC business would be 14-15%. Is that correct?
Somewhere around that.
There might be some inflationary effect and the salary escalation that may happen in the current financial year. That might bring down the EBITDA percent and maybe 1% or 2% maximum on overall basis for the crane business.
All right. Okay. I'll rejoin the queue if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ria from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is from the execution forefront. So this time we saw around 83% capacity utilization, whereas this is supposed to be a peak quarter. And last quarter we did around 87. So what were the issues which we faced this time?
See, Ria, actually, this is a typical peculiar nature of our industry. There has been certain contracts which got expired in the Q4, and there has been some time lag in deployment of those cranes, and therefore the utilization has taken some amount of hit in the Q4. But our peak utilization was 87%, and in Q4, because of de-hiring of certain cranes and there is no back-to-back contract, or there has been some time lag happened between the two deployments, the utilization has come down slightly.
Okay. Going forward, we expect this range to continue?
Yeah, you can say that 83 to 84% for a company like us or industry like us is, I think, a healthy capacity utilization.
Got it. Also, in Q3, this time around, we are saying that we will do a capex of around 405 crores. But however, I see this time it's 334 crores. So can you help me bridge the gap?
See, because we book certain cranes, which we expect the delivery in the Q4. However, there has been a delay from getting the equipment from China. See, we are buying cranes from this Sany Heavy Industries Limited, India company, and in turn, they are placing orders to their parent company, China. However, there was some delay in shipment of those cranes. Therefore, the Indian entity could not get the delivery of those cranes, and hence they could not pass on the delivery to us. So this capex is effectively got spillover in the current financial year.
Got it. So how much would that amount be, the number of cranes we did not get? Around 50 crores?
Yeah, 50, 60 crores. It was 405 crores capex approved by the board. We ended with 330. So roughly 60, 70 crores worth of cranes got postponed in the current financial year.
So when we say that we are doing 250 to 300 crore capex for this year, that includes the 50, 60
correct.
Crores?
Correct. Absolutely
okay. Right. Got it. Thank you so much. I'll get back to you for further questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Debanish Neoji from Digiten Investment Incorporated. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So first of all, you know, the numbers doesn't look optically so good, but actually it's a very good set of numbers. Congratulations for the same. My question, I have a couple of questions. Sir. First is, we are the sixth largest in terms of crane, plus we have a huge market share in wind. So, and the yield over the last 5 years has been steadily increasing. So, and we have also seen you telling that we are, you know, choosing customers in a way they want us to also do EPC. So some kind of pricing power we have. So the which is why the yield is increasing. Maybe, you know, it's a mix of the customers which is increasing the yield, or there is actually has been price escalation. My question to you is that can we assume not for this year, the year next, there will be some price inflation also coming in, and we will get a benefit in the yield?
So I will answer this question, but first I want to address something you mentioned. Look, our numbers are actually historical numbers. If you talk about top line, bottom line, we have set historical highs, we have closed the year at. Our profit is almost 190 CR. This is a 58% jump year on year. So I think due credit has to be given to the management along with all the teams in Sanghvi Movers to deliver such a stellar performance. Now, with respect to pricing, as I've already mentioned, pricing power is nothing but our ability to get a better average blended yield. And as I have already indicated, between 2 to 2.2% is where we expect the yield to remain this year. I will not give any forward guidance beyond that for the next financial year.
I understand, sir. So there are many, good things about our business. One is that we are market leader. We have some pricing power. Plus, what I feel, sir, is we are heavily depreciating the cranes. Okay, and actually, the life of the cranes is much higher. The economic life of the cranes is much higher. So technically, the profits are hugely deflated. I'm talking the accounting profit. Is that a right assumption? Because the life of the cranes, you have sold cranes of 1968 now. So an average crane life is 20, 25, 30 years. So it is reasonable to assume that the accounting profits is actually deflated. The right way of looking at it is cash profit and the residual value of the cranes which you can sell. So that is the right way of looking at it. And the cash profit has been consistently increasing.
So what is your question?
So my question is that we have a healthy accounting where we are depreciating the assets very aggressively, whereas the economic value of the cranes is much higher.
See, we are charging depreciation as per the rate mentioned in the Companies Act Schedule 2. So, and that is a policy that we adopted since inception. So, we are not going to change that method of charging depreciation to our cranes. So, as you rightly pointed out, the cash profit is healthy for the company if you add back the depreciation.
Okay, so my last question is that EPC is a very difficult business because it's a manpower-led business. So our manpower cost and operating and other expenses have increased. So it is fair to assume that some of the expenses is relating to EPC and it is front-loaded. The business is going to come in the next 2-3 quarters because the other expenses have increased significantly.
Hello.
Yeah, see, basically, as you know, there's a paper-thin margin in EPC business. We just started this business a year back, and this year we already registered a top line of 25 crores, 47 lakhs from the EPC business. And the EBITDA margin, since we are early entered in this business, is roughly around 23%, which is healthy. But going forward, since there's a spurt in the volume of this EPC business, and since we are in the learning phase, we are not able to do some cost-saving measures. Right now, we are just double-dipping the activity to the subcontractor. So going forward, yes, the EBITDA margin for the EPC business will be less, but there will be a volume growth expected from the EPC business.
And it is also asset-light. So, you know, our ROE, ROC would actually get a significant jump, even if the margin comes down.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll come back in the queue. Others would be waiting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Naveen Vijay from NS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. From the presentation you have shared, the CapEx for FY24 is 334 crores, a big jump from 160 crore last year. But whereas the lifting capacity, the tonnage remains flat at 81,000 metric tons, and the crane numbers have also reduced. What explains this anomaly, sir?
If you see the footnote which I given in the presentation, we have mentioned that there has been 32 cranes which we already sold in the current financial year and some 49 cranes which have been carved out from the fleet and that is shown under the asset held for sale because we are planning to dispose of those cranes. Hence, there is a reduction in the overall lifting capacity as well as the numbers.
So in spite of doubling the capex, the our tonnage remains flat. Is that the correct thing?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ram Modi from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Yes, I just wanted to check what it led to the spike in other expenses from almost quarter on quarter to 43 crores to 58 crores, whereas the top line remains.
Yeah, basically this is primarily on account of the commission that is being paid and agreed in the board of directors meeting held today. There's a 5.5 crores increase in the employee cost, primarily.
But that, no, I'm asking on the operating and other expenses, sir.
See, secondly, the operating expenses includes the operating expenses for the EPC business. And as you know, these expenses are bound to be higher as compared to the crane business. So these expenses are roughly around 77% of the income. And the operating expenses are also gone up because those expenses are clubbed under the head operating expenses. The wind EPC business expenses also clubbed under the operating expenses.
Okay, whereas the top line is actually moved only by 50 crores, 40 crores on that side. So it's largely basic, the margin dilutive business. And another thing, I don't know whether why the market cost spoke, but was this increase in the managing director employment remuneration would have to go to this minority shareholder approval. Am I correct?
It requires a special approval from the shareholders in the AGR.
And this 3.5% will now be continuing for the full time, or is it a board resolution for next 5 years or 1.5, or was it only for FY24?
It was for FY24.
Okay, and I don't know whether market actually got spooked with this, so stock actually corrected significantly. Another thing is, sir, what's the kind of revenue growth we are expecting in FY25?
No, we don't give any forward guidance, but as I already explained on the call, if you were paying attention, last year we had an order book at this time last year of around 300 crores. And we closed the year at 640. This year we have an order book of almost 426 crores. So from there you can extrapolate where we will end the year.
Okay. And this order book is largely basically replenish based. Means it might be, what would be the duration of the order book, sir?
This order book will be executed in the current financial year.
Whatever numbers we quoted, the entire billing will take place this year.
And incrementally also during the year, whatever we get, that also gets billed over
obviously,
a period of
time. Obviously.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anuj Sharma from M3 Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Few questions. Sham, does this lifting capacity exclude the carve-out of 49 cranes as well?
Yes.
Okay. But then, if I just reconcile the numbers, then I would assume that a lot of these 81 cranes, which is 49 plus 32, would be of much smaller tonnage.
Mix of both. We sold 250 ton crane also, 150 ton crane also.
The okay. other thing is, just because the asset is held for sale, it doesn't mean that it is not available for us to utilize. So there are some assets which have been carved out but are still contributing to the top line.
Okay. So why have we excluded it from the lifting capacity if it continues to be on our books? The reason I'm trying to understand is, if I just take a simple average, the addition in lifting capacity is 11,000 tons approximately. Okay. But the net addition, it seems only 282 tons. So it's difficult to understand. And what is the reason for the sale of these? How do we decide when to sell?
So these are typically old cranes, and those we have decided to dispose of for being a maintenance issue, or we are not able to deploy the cranes because there are certain volume issues which client is nowadays insisting. So management has taken a conscious call to dispose of these cranes over a period of time. And since we have taken a decision to sell these cranes, we carve out these cranes from the fleet. It is still in the balance sheet, but not shown under the fixed asset. It is shown under the non-current asset, under the head asset held for sale. So there are some 3-4 cranes out of these 49 cranes which we deploy also. So whenever we get an opportunity, we deploy those cranes. And whenever we get an opportunity, we will sell those cranes. So it's an accounting treatment that we need to take.
Okay.
To explain further on the issue of sale of cranes, you know, we are in a very unique business where at 2%, if you take the average blended yield as 2%, so therefore, if we capitalize an asset in this financial year at the start of the year, within 4 years from that capitalization, the asset has already paid back. And straight line, whatever accounting principles we are using for depreciation, the asset gets free in 4 years. The useful life is 40 years. So there are times where we are able to sell the asset significantly above the written down value, sometimes about 40-50% of the historical cost of the purchase, and that's why you are seeing a healthy profit on sale of assets.
Sure, sure, sure.
So that's the beauty and strength of the asset base that we own.
Got it, got it. Second is, you know, if you look at your portfolio of cranes over the next 3 years, beyond this 49, how much more are expected to be sold or maybe carved out for this?
No, there will be no further carve out. We have taken a conscious call. We list down all the cranes which have not generated any revenue in the past 2 years. So we have taken a call in the month of September. We carved out those cranes actually.
Okay, so proportionately the lifting capacity from now on will corresponding to the will correspond to the capex we are doing.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And my second question is, you know, if I just wanted to understand the thought process, so there is an increase in managerial remuneration corresponding to good numbers, good performance. But if I see the dividend payout, it's actually fallen from 15 to maybe 13.8. So, you know, how does one reconcile that at one end the dividend payout is falling despite good performance and the managerial remuneration is increasing?
So last year we paid a 4 rupees dividend per share. This year board has increased the dividend from 4 rupees to 6 rupees. The dividend payout ratio is 14% as against last year from 14.5% or 15%. So I think we are paying a decent amount of dividend. So I think there's no correlation, one should not establish any correlation between the dividend payment and the manager remuneration. This is a conscious call taken by the board.
Yeah, sure. No, I appreciate that. Always thinking that in a good year, maybe you would have a higher dividend payout because this is a cyclical business, right? So there will be years in which there will be no dividend payout. But when the profits are good, maybe you will shell out a better dividend payout. And that's generally in a capital asset business, that is how it happens.
Okay. We noted your suggestion.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Yes. Hi. Good evening. Just firstly, on this EPC business, I believe the CFO mentioned estimated revenue of 200 to 250 crores. Is that for this year?
Yes.
Okay. And so with regards to that, now you're saying that there will be a significant revenue contribution of this EPC to the total revenue, and you expect the margins to go down by 1 to 2% max. Now that was for like the business as a whole, like blended EBITDA margins?
I'm talking about the screen business.
That was just for cranes business.
Correct.
So do you have any outlook for the blended EBITDA margins for FY25?
I don't want to disclose that number right away.
We don't give forward guidance as a principle, right?
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you just tell me about the tie-up with the IPP you have mentioned a note, and what does it entail and how is the opportunity size for this as well as for the EPC play and overall expected growth rate which you expect in time to come?
I'm sorry, Shyam, I'm not. First of all, could you introduce yourself and repeat your question, please?
Yeah, this was regarding there is a ICPP tie-up you have mentioned in the notes to the account. So there is some, basically you are tying up with some independent power producer, it seems, na?
Yeah. See, this is regarding that Fangreen.
Right. So what is the question, please?
So what? Can you give some details about this tie-up, sir? What exactly this is into? And the next question was about the EPC opportunity size and the opportunity size. And how long
so
will
I'll
this
expected
to continue?
First. As we have already indicated, last year we had a 25 crore contribution from the wind EPC side and a 5 crore contribution from the project EPC side. So we had a total top line of about 30 crores. Now this year, purely on the wind, that contribution, revenue contribution is 10x. It has gone from 250 crores to 250 crores. That is the first point. So I will give you this guidance in terms of revenue growth or what the outlook would look like for this financial year. The second question is regarding the tie-up with the IPP. I will pass it on to Shyam. Shyam, if you would like to just take that.
Yeah. See, we have incorporated 100% owned subsidiary of SML, that is Sangreen Renewable Private Limited, and it is a strategic tie-up with one of the IPP, and we are going to sell the stake in that company, and that's why they have given the note. Currently, there is no activity or financial transaction has happened in that company, but as a part of contractual terms with that IPP, we are supposed to sell the 100% stake in that company to that IPP.
So further details,
that's why it is not being consolidated as per statutory auditor's view, but they have to put that thing in a note. So that's why they are given in the footnote below the financial statements.
But there will be some further news in the coming quarter.
Yeah.
What are these other expenses, or higher other expenses, and is it a one-off sort of a thing? Or
I already explained these are the expenses pertaining to the EPC business, which are clubbed under the operating expenses. So crane business expenses plus EPC business expenses, they are clubbed under the operating expenses. If you see quarter on quarter, there is a huge jump in the revenue from the EPC business in the fourth quarter. The revenue has almost increased by 13 crores in the fourth quarter, and correspondingly the expenses relating to the EPC business is also booked in the fourth quarter. So that's why the other expenses have increased.
Okay, and sir, few words on the opportunity size for our sector and fate, both in our core business and the EPC business, sir, and time to come, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, Shyam, I don't
understand
the
question. Outlook,
sir, for the business, for our core business as well as for the EPC business, sir.
So, it is, this year is also a year that it looks positive. Every sector of the economy is firing on all cylinders. If you look at it, wind, steel, oil and gas, refineries, metros, railways, bridges, thermal power, nuclear power, renewable power. There is movement and traction both on the private and government spend and capex, and there are projects that are being announced across both private and government in all of these sectors. So this reflects in our current order booking, where we have already achieved a 425 crores order booking in the first month of this financial year. Naturally, we will add to that order booking going forward. So we expect this year to also outperform the last year. And definitely, the top line will be higher than what we have done in the previous year.
Okay, sir. And any capex plan for next year?
They've already answered that question, sir.
Okay, sorry, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dolly Chaudhary from Nivesha Investment Advisors. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
I had a few questions regarding the litigations that we have mentioned in the notes to account. I wanted to know what are they in respect to and when are we planning to complete that?
Sham?
Yeah, this is regarding the sales tax liability. There was demand, huge demand raised by the sales tax department, and we got a favorable order from the sales, from the Bombay High Court, and there has been a Supreme Court decision also in that regard. So that is being taken care of. There has been certain demands with respect to some GST authorities, which we are tackling actually. They are not of a high stake demand, and we have already taken a necessary opinion feedback from the consultant. So that will be addressed at appropriate time.
Okay, and are we expecting some claims from that?
No.
Mm. Okay, and the CAPEX that you mentioned of 250 crores, how are we planning to fund it?
70% from bank finance, 30% from internal accruals.
Okay, that will be all. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Darshan Shah from Multi-Act Equity Consultancy Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Rahul Picha here from Multi-Act. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is again on the other expenses side. So you spoke about EPC being the reason for higher other expenses.
And employment expenses also, no? Which we already discussed.
Yeah, yeah. So excluding employee expenses, I'm talking about other operating expenses, which went from 43 crores to 58 crores this quarter. So when I look at the EPC revenues for the quarter, it was around 13.5 crores compared to around 5 crores in the last quarter.
Correct.
So incremental about 8-9 crores this quarter.
Correct.
But when I look at the incremental other operating expenses, that is around 15 crores. So just wanted to understand, like, in addition to EPC cost, what is the additional,
there are some other expenses. For example, we have gone live for SAP last financial year. Then we have taken on-site support from the other companies. So their fees is being considered there. Besides SAP, we also developed certain dashboard for our company, and the fees payable for that dashboard is also being accounted for in that financial year. So all these expenses are roughly around 79 to 89 lakhs. So that is also being factored in the other expenses. That is one of the main reason that the other expense has increased.
Okay. Okay. But even if we factor that, like, that's less than 1 crore. So 15 crores quarter-on-quarter increase versus a 8-9 crore EPC revenue increase, that seems pretty large in that context. So anything additionally that is driving that?
No, see, 9 crores is the expenses for wind EPC business and the project EPC business. 9 crores expenses has increased because of the EPC. 1 crores is because of the other miscellaneous expenses.
Okay.
And 5 crores 50 lakhs because of the commission payable to the managing director.
But that 5 crores is coming under employee expenses.
Employment cost, correct, correct.
Yeah. So I'm just
I need to check. I don't have an answer for this. I need to check. I will get back to you.
Okay, fine. And the other question was, in the order book that we have disclosed, that includes the EPC order book as well?
Yes.
Okay. So how much of the 426 crore would pertain to the rental business?
I will not disclose that number right now.
We do not give the split between crane and EPC as of today.
Okay. And thirdly, on the working capital cycle in the EPC business, can you talk about that?
See, it is slightly working capital intensive industry business, asset light. But what is happening, we are tying up this business along with the crane business. And we are working, taking the orders based on the 30 days credit period. So if there is any delay happens with respect to EPC related business, we have an option to, you know, close down the crane operations. So that is the advantage that we have, so that our working capital should not get blocked.
Okay.
So till date, whatever EPC business we have done has had a zero draw on our working capital because we are getting paid within 30 days from our customer. So that is the unique way in which we have approached the EPC business. Although the margin is low and it is working capital intensive, we have been able to mitigate those challenges.
See, last financial year, we have paid cash credit interest of rupees 1,62,000 on a cash credit limit of 100 crores. That shows how judiciously we are using our working capital limits.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you for taking the question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mayank Chaturvedi from HSBC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Like you said, I mean, the outlook across the end user industries that you cater to is pretty much robust. Private capex is about to pick up. So just wanted to pick your brain on the kind of strategy that you're looking at for the next 2-3 years in terms of the lifting capacity, in terms of capacity additions there. So what kind of strategy are we looking at for the next 2-3 years?
Rishi, can you please take this question? Rishi, are you there? Hello, Rishi?
Sir, Mr. Rishi's line got disconnected.
Okay, he will join the call. Give him 1 minute.
Sure.
Hello?
Mr. Rishi is connected.
Hi, ma'am. Sorry, I dropped out. Please repeat your question.
Yeah, hi, Rishi. So like you said, I mean, the outlook across the end user industries that you cater to is pretty robust, at least for the next 2-3 years. So just wanted to pick your brain on the kind of strategic capacity expansion that you're looking at over the next 3 years.
So if you look at our historical capacity addition, we have invested 924 crores in cranes over the period of the last 3 or 4 years, Shah.
4 years.
Four years.
Including current financial year, we do a capex of 200 crores.
Right. So, nevertheless, notwithstanding this capex of 924 crores, our net debt is still around 250 to 80 crores. So, we have committed between last year and this year, our capex plans have been frozen. Going forward, and we see it may or may not increase subject to the approval of the board for this financial year. Beyond that, as of today, I would not like to disclose any outlook.
Oh, sure. No issues. On this crane delays that we're facing from the Chinese parent, I think that's broadly on the 160-ton cranes that we're talking about. So which end-user industry will that probably affect in terms of crane rental revenues?
So whatever delay it is, we were supposed to take the delivery towards the end of Q4. Now already those equipments have come in. So there is no particular delay in terms of impacting any specific industry.
Okay, got it. And last question from my side, this SPV that you're talking about with the IPP, what kind of equity investment are we looking at in this SPV?
We are not invested in anything. It was just a 1 lakh share capital that we are invested in Sandgreen. That's all. And it will be sold to that IPP at book value.
It is just a convenience
mechanism that that IPP wants to do with us. So that will be over by this quarter end.
Oh, okay. So you'll basically set up the plan for them and then you will sell it to them. Okay, got it. And just last thing to my side, if you can point me to the right person to connect to for a possible offline interaction, that would be great.
Okay. Please call the company secretary.
Sure. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kishan Tosniwal from Polar Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Good evening. The similar question that I also have.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kishan. Your voice is very low. Please use handset.
I am using the handset only. Now is it fine?
Yes, this is fine. Please go ahead.
I have only that question, the employee expenses that has gone up. How frequently this decision is taken by the board to increase the commission percentage? And like it was 1.5% earlier, now we have got to 3.5%. Is there any timeline that has been decided by the board?
There is no specific timeline. See, in bad times, when the company was not doing well, the managing director has not taken any increment for 4 years. That time, no one has asked this question, why the manager remuneration has not gone up. It is still showing at the same level. See, in bad times, Rishi and his father has not taken a single rupee increment in those 4 years, from 17 onwards to 2020-21, almost for 5 years. So now in good times, board thought it prudent that they must be rewarded when the company is doing well. So the Sumoto has increased his commission from 1.5% to 3.5%. I think it's a fair proposal that board has taken into consideration.
That is fine. I'm not talking about that. Is there any consideration ki this, if you have decided for 3.5%?
It's a board call. Board will take appropriate call at appropriate.
But there has to be some timeline that 3.5% has been taken. Now this will be kept for how many years? Is it that has been decided by the board that 3.5% will be continuing for next 2-3 years? There will be no changes, or is it only an enabling resolution for this year only? That is what my question.
Enabling resolution for this financial year.
Okay, thank you.
Sam, actually, why don't you take this opportunity to also speak about the promoter deposits?
Yeah, in those days, they have deposited almost 20 crores in Sanghvi Most Limited at an annual interest rate of 7-7.5%. They would have deployed this money outside the company, but they have put entire their saving, the entire salary, commission, dividend, whatever they got, they put in the company carrying interest rate of 7%. Many people have advised them to take out this money and put it in other shares or securities or mutual fund, but they have not done it. So try to understand the fairness of the promoters also at the same time.
Yusuf, is there another question in the queue?
Yes, sir. Next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for taking my questions. Sir, I would like to know the debt with number which you had said in the presentation. Is it gross debt or net debt?
287 crores is a net debt because we have opened certain letter of credit having usance of 1 year or 2 year. Against those letter of credit, we put in some FDs with the bank. So the gross debt is 301 crores and 14 to 15 crores amount of money that we put in FD with the bank, which has opened a letter of credit, is 15 crores. So net of those FD, the net debt is 287 crores.
Yeah, but there is an investment of around 70 crores. Are these liquid investment or something?
Yeah, there are liquid investments in mutual funds and FDs.
So you are not netting off that figure?
No, we are not netting off that. Had we netting off that, our net debt will be 150 crores.
Okay, fine. So to that extent, net debt can come. We can consider net debt less.
Correct.
And then second thing, for the future investment, that is for the next year, you said 30% will come from capital and 70% from debt. So, but there will be enough cash generation, and this investment and other cash will also be there with you. So you won't be using that, or you'll be relying more on debt.
So basically, historically, we have funded our capex through internal accruals partially and partially through the bank loans. So it's better to have some debt on the balance sheet, and considering the net worth of the company, we have crossed 1,000 crores of net worth. And for a company like a service industry, having a net worth of 1,000 crores, I think it's a big achievement. So we thought it prudent to conserve our cash, take some debt, and we have a sustainable position in terms of financial capabilities. And we can easily raise the debt and easily repay the debt. So if you see the cash accrual for this financial year itself is 325 crores.
Yeah.
Even if you assume the same trend will continue, company has the ability to generate 300 crores of cash, which is equivalent to our net debt as on date. So we thought it prudent to conserve the cash, fund the capex partially through debt and partially through equity, though we have a sufficient liquidity currently available invested in mutual fund and the bank deposits.
See, as a promoter, I believe in maintaining a certain level of debt because it gives us financial discipline, and it's also a tax shield. And whatever debt we're putting onto the balance sheet can, as Shyam has rightfully said, can be wiped out within a year. So effectively, while maintaining a certain level of debt, we are also a debt. We can be a debt-free company within 12 months.
Okay, so you will be comfortable in keeping some cash in the balance sheet.
Right.
Yes.
And sir, second thing is it possible to give the FY24 figure for this forward and carriage charges in these expenses?
Sorry, come again?
You have a major expenses is forward and carrying charges, carriage.
Freight and carriage.
So that expenses, is it possible to give for FY24 yearly number?
What do you mean?
that number? See, last year it was 50 crores. So is it possible to get that number for FY24?
Why do you want that number, just out of curiosity?
Because that is the major expenses, and we may see some movement in that particular line, depending on the all freight charges.
See, last year freight cost was 38 crores, 51 lakhs. This year it is 43 crores, 24 lakhs.
Okay. Fine. And this order book breakup, see, you got, you announced 150 crore one order of EPC long back, but thereafter, I don't think you had announced. So in between, you might have got other orders also for EPC.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, but you are not sharing the breakup of order booking?
Yes.
Okay, so fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shyam D. Kajalia, CFO, for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining this investor conference call of Sanghvi Motors Limited. Thank you so much and have a great day. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. On behalf of Sanghvi Movers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.